Welcome back to the Real Talk with Dana podcast, where we talk all things nutrition, health, fitness, and mindset with a healthy side of sarcasm. I'm your host, Dana Montes of Real Food with Dana. I'm a nutritionist and body image coach, teaching women how to heal their relationship with food and their bodies, ditch the diet cycle for good, and truly thrive with real food, one delicious meal at a time. Oh, hello there, friends. We have reached a major freaking milestone in today's podcast. This is episode number 100. So I wanted to do something a little bit special, a little bit different today. This is going to be a solo episode. So first off, before we get started, I wanted to thank every single one of you from the bottom of my heart for ever listening to this podcast or sharing it with a friend, making it your Instagram story, leaving a review on iTunes or any of those things. Thank you. Every single little bit helps to spread this message and get it into the ears of more people. So what I wanted to do today is talk about how the origins of the podcast, how it started, where it has kind of gone over the over 2 years where I've had the podcast. And I want to look back at where we started, the most popular episodes according to you guys, and my thoughts on those episodes now that my business and philosophy has vastly changed since episode one. And do I even agree with the things that I said in those episodes anymore? So that should be a fun one and a nice dose of like humble pie for me. And then finally, I want to give you guys some clarity on my mission and vision going forward with this podcast and what you can expect from the podcast in the future. So we're going to go way back to the beginning, 100 episodes ago, and talk about the beginning of the podcast, the origin story, if you will. Right from the beginning, from episode two, I was already talking about how to survive the holidays, basically without going batshit crazy or having to do anything crazy restrictive and actually enjoy them instead of just survive them, as many people are trying to do. And then come full circle, as Christina Hoyt and I are doing this diet detox holiday challenge, which I'll include a link to in the show notes. If you want to jump in, that is still a thing that we are working on. And then number three episode was with Christina. It was called the Diet Culture Cascade. We are talking all about diet culture there. This is way back 2 years ago. The name of the episode, I originally wanted it to be called F Diet Culture, but Christina said you can't come out too strong with your first couple of episodes of a podcast. And then from there, we talked about, and I interviewed a lot of people about heavy nutrition science and adrenal fatigue and gut health and thyroid stuff. And from the beginning, it's always been about learning to listen to your body, finding freedom from food, breaking free of the chronic dieting cycle, which makes us all feel totally inadequate and honestly feel like complete crap. And also at this time, if you're a newer listener and you haven't gone back to the beginning and listened to all of the archives, at this time, there was also some Whole30 stuff in there because I was still a Whole30 coach back then until obviously I quit last year and completely blew up my spot. More on that later. So as the podcast grew, I started to change some things. I started doing more on the body image side of things. I started talking more about how people were using elimination diets to fuel the binge restrict cycle, why we all have so many issues with our body image and our relationship with food. I started talking more about finding that elusive middle ground between just eat whatever you want and nutrition doesn't matter, which, like, by the way, that's not intuitive eating. And then the other side of things of, you know, you just have to count macros and follow these yes, no foods to religiously, and then you'll be healthy and everything will be fine and you'll never be hungry again and you won't have sugar cravings and all this bullshit, basically, right? So finding the middle ground between those two. And then there's also the other middle ground, the other elusive middle ground that we've talked about multiple times, where people want to find this food and elusive body neutrality as it seems, but they also have something like an autoimmune disease or a chronic health condition or digestive conditions where they cannot eat certain foods without very overt physical pain or symptoms. And they've been told for so long that the only way to feel better is to do a restrictive elimination protocol. And this is where I come in with my background of clinical nutrition, of approaching things from a non-diet approach. And that's kind of where I've evolved from a Caterpie into a Butterfree, if I have any Pokemon fans out there, but basically from a caterpillar into a cocoon and then into a butterfly, finally finding this is where I want to live. This is what I want my message to be. And what exactly that message is, I'm going to go into very soon. So now I wanted to talk about the most popular episodes, according to you guys, because this is very informative for me and the things that you guys are the most interested in. This is more of the things that I want to be doing going forward in the future. So in no particular order, because I'm going to leave you guys hanging, but you can probably guess which episodes were the most popular, or maybe not, who knows. So in a couple of different categories, we have very broadly nutrition science, we have body image and relationship with food, and then we have the more, let's say, vulnerable episodes of things like talking about my personal health story, and then also talking about worthiness and people pleasing and perfectionism, which was an amazing episode that I did with Amy Smith, and I'm going to link all these in the show notes as well. So the earliest ones on the podcast that were the most popular were, one of my episodes was macros versus intuitive eating versus Whole30. And this is where I explained why people may choose to do each one of these modalities and kind of the pros and the pitfalls of each one. This episode blew up a little bit. I think mostly because it was an informational episode, but also many people had not heard the kind of pros and cons of all of these things and how they are similar and also very different at the same time. I have not actually listened to this episode in a while. I recorded it almost 2 years ago, but I would guess that I don't actually agree with all of the things that I said back then, right? Because at this point, when I recorded that episode, I was still a Whole30 coach and I was still trying to help people use that program in the most non-restrictive way possible to actually fix their or help fix their relationship with their food and their bodies, which, as we all know, many times out of 100, it doesn't actually happen that way. Continuing on that nutrition science and breaking things down kind of things, we have a couple of episodes like Abfluencers and Nutrition Myth Busting with Laura Lygos of The Sassy Dietitian. I freaking loved this episode, and if you guys loved it too, Laura will be back probably many times, so you can look forward to that. I've also done other episodes that you guys loved on the thyroid, leaky gut, and adrenal fatigue with Dr. Becky Campbell, who she is actually going to be on the podcast in a couple of weeks, so you can look forward to that. And we also did an episode on anxiety and nutrition and stress versus general anxiety disorder with my friend Kate Brock. So yes, we're going to be continuing with the nutrition science and breaking down wellness myths and diet culture and everything like that. And then on the other side of things, we did have these episodes like talking about worthiness and people pleasing and perfectionism and how to set boundaries and get out of that cycle. And then on the newer side of things, when we started to talk more about body image and relationship with food and all of the very complicated things that go along with that, one of the most popular episodes of the past 2 years was a thank you to binge eating with Bree Shook. And then finally, there was CrossFit and eating disorders, which was my story. So going forward, where do we go from here? My philosophy now, which is a little bit different, at least a little bit more clear now than it was when I first started the podcast and has since evolved over the years, is now my philosophy. Here we go. Using clinical nutrition from a non-diet approach. And also on the flip side of that, viewing non-diet advice in the non-diet body positive food neutral community from a clinical nutrition approach as well. And what does that mean? That means that we can't just throw out all nutrition advice and functional medicine out the window and say it doesn't matter what we do or what we eat or how we move, because all of those things with food kind of as the forefront, it's a very powerful thing and they have a very real mental and physiological effect on the body, and we can't just ignore those if we want to go for true health and happiness and fulfillment. So what's interesting is many of the voices out there are either on one of those two ends of the spectrum. Either they're on the non-diet side and fully fixed into that, or on the hardcore nutrition science side and like the biohacking side, and most of them are just talking about, okay, so just keep cutting out foods and it'll fix everything, and which can lead to borderline orthorexic tendencies. And I'm trying to be here that sustainable middle ground, like what actually works long-term for people. And spoiler alert, it's not just restriction. You're never going to be hearing me promoting any diets over here. At the same time, that doesn't mean, like I mentioned before, we can completely discount the nutrition science and functional medicine out there. So what I want to do with this podcast is to go along with you guys on this journey to learn how to take what is out there and how we can view that nutrition and health science from a non-diet, non-restrictive approach so we can see what might be applicable to us in a non-diet way. And at the same time, learn to see of what is out there that is total BS in the nutrition world, you know, basically like the bro science and the wellness community, which let's be honest, is just diet advice in disguise that is making us feel like we're not doing enough and that we're not enough and that we need to be controlling our food and shrinking our bodies in order to be better people. Basically, let's learn how to filter that crap out and get it out of here. And then on the other side of things, there aren't a lot of non-diet podcasts or body acceptance, body neutrality, food neutrality focused podcasts talking about nutrition science and how that and functional medicine can fit into a non-restrictive, weight-inclusive approach. There aren't a ton of people in the non-diet space who are doing interviews with clinicians who are in the functional medicine or clinical nutrition and dietetics realm that are then teaching people how to view this knowledge and interpret it from a non-diet, non-restrictive approach. So that's what I really want to dig into as well. So the podcast moving forward, although there will be a lot about intuitive eating and mindful eating and weight neutrality and body acceptance and talking about disordered eating and diet culture and all of that, there will also be interviews with practitioners in the functional medicine and clinical nutrition and science fields who might not necessarily be on the fully non-diet train yet. But what I want to do is show you guys how you can interpret that information from the non-diet, non-restrictive body acceptance and food neutrality approach in learning that, yes, there are certain things in nutrition and in health and in science and all these things that can be helpful in helping you feel better in your life, whether that's changes with food or movement or meditation or lifestyle shifts or, you know, stress management or anything like that. But you don't have to take them with an all or nothing dogmatic kind of approach that is mostly promoted in these kinds of spheres, right? So everything that I do on this podcast will be from that dual lens. So for example, one week I may be talking with a guest about body acceptance or how to overcome binge eating or how there are no good and bad foods and there's no morality about food. We might be talking about perfectionism and people pleasing and how to set boundaries to better your mental health. And then maybe the next week I'm interviewing a doctor who has created a specific therapeutic protocol for a very conditional health condition, with the catch that I will be approaching any nutrition science or health improvement type topics from a non-diet, non-restrictive, non-weight loss or shrinking your body focused approach. It's also important to keep in mind that we have had and will have many diverse perspectives on this podcast. And while I agree with many of them, I couldn't possibly agree with every single thing any guest has ever said on my podcast. And I definitely wouldn't be prescribing every bit of advice they said to everyone because everyone is so different. And while one person may actually benefit therapeutically from removing a certain foods from their diet, like gluten if you have celiac disease, like kind of a medical necessity, that same fact may be extremely triggering and unhelpful for someone else and potentially put them back into the binge restrict cycle. So the other thing that I'm hoping to teach you guys on how to do is how to filter and interpret this information not only with a non-diet approach, but learn how your own health history and your own relationship with your food and relationship with your body and all of these things that play into your past and what makes you you, how to figure out whether the information that you're receiving, whether it's from my podcast or it's interpreting it from another podcast, how to figure out how that information might work for you in a non-black and white mentality kind of way. So we're going to be focusing on finding that middle ground for everyone where evidence-based clinical nutrition meets the non-diet mentality, talking about healing with food, with lifestyle, and major mindset shifts about everything you think you knew about nutrition and health, aka we've been conditioned to believe that the shame-based all-or-nothing diet culture mentality that we've been believing for so long. So we'll be talking about how to find the maximum amount of healing with the least amount of restriction possible for those who do have medical reasons to be wary of certain foods. And we'll be focusing on how to incorporate nutrition and no BS health and wellness into your life from a non-diet, health at every size, weight inclusive approach, so you can feel great from the inside out and break the diet cycle all at the same time. So what is my mission here going forward? You've heard about my philosophy, but like, what's the why behind this? My mission here is to, and if it could be possible for me to shout this from a like radio signal that could go to every single person in the world, that would be great. My mission is to tell the world that you are exactly enough as you are right now in this moment, and you don't need to do anything to change who you are to be more worthy. You don't need to shrink your body size in order to be more attractive, to be more worthy, or to be healthier, or to prove anything to anyone. Restricting and controlling your food does not equal being healthier. Shrinking your body and losing weight does not equal healthy. I'm here to teach you that we need to stop conflating diets and control and overexercising and working ourselves into the ground as something that's moral and good and healthy, because spoiler alert, it's not. If anything, these toxic, shame-based food and body ideals that are constantly bombarded at us in our society and making us feel inferior at every place we turn are actually making us way unhealthier, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. Oh, and one more thing. You never, ever need to earn or work off your favorite holiday food or any other food for that matter at any point in the year. You deserve to take up space in this world, and you are worthy of love and belonging exactly as you are right now. Boom, bye. Drop the mic and leave, right? No, just kidding. So that actually is the end of this shorter celebratory, woo, 100 episodes episode. And I just wanted to say thank you again to you guys, whether you've been here from the beginning or if you've just joining in recently. If you have any guests that you would love to hear me interview on the show, please shoot them my way. I'm all ears. If you have any feedback for the podcast, any constructive criticism, keyword constructive there, I am all ears. Please don't just yell at me and be like, you're the worst. Okay, that's not helpful in making the show better, right? So anyway, I'm still going to be doing listener questions episodes. I have a couple of those coming up, and you can always submit a question to the show through the contact form on my website. And if you could, I would love you forever. Please share the show with a friend, make it your Instagram story, tag a friend, throw up a 5-star rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. Let's bring this positive message into more people's earbuds and try to make the world a better place. Looking forward to the next 100, 200, 300, 4 million episodes with you guys. And thank you again. Thanks for listening to Real Talk with Dana. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with your family and friends and share the love by throwing us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, which will help spread the word and do a small part to correct all of the fitness and nutrition misinformation or bullshit that's out there, which is only causing people to become more unhealthy. Come find me anywhere at Real Food with Dana on Instagram and Facebook. Join the Real Talk with Dana Facebook group for more support and discussion on these episodes. And come hang out over on realfoodwithdana.com for the show notes and totally epic and delicious recipes.